I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The River Valley football team is underway with its season after hosting a scrimmage on Friday night. I talked this week with co-head coach Dan Makovic and asked how it went.
I was very pleased with our scrimmage results. Cuba City is always a tough team, and we scrimmaged them right away. And Chad's been doing a great job with the offense this year, and we were able to move the ball more efficiently than we have in the past. Our team was very physical and excited to play football, which is something that we've been looking forward to, having a little bit of enthusiasm. And then we scrimmaged Poinette. Things went really well against them. They came out ready to run the ball, and our defense stepped up in a big way. So I saw a lot of the things that I was looking for.
And Dan says the weather has been conducive for good practicing the last couple of weeks.
We cannot complain. We moved practices to 6 o'clock at night because of the weather and the heat, and we haven't had any issues. And you cannot complain with the beautiful weather that we've had and not too many rain issues either. So it's been great.
What are numbers like for River Valley High School football?
To be honest with you, our numbers are kind of down. We have roughly 40 to 42 kids who are on the team right now, and about 5 of those are actually injured. 2 of them we will not get back for the remainder of the year, but the other ones I'm not sure exactly when we'll get back. And we did come out of the scrimmage with a few kids that are going to be sitting out with some dings. But our numbers are low, but we're returning that junior class that was filled with almost double-digit participation. So we have kids who have a lot of experience, even though our numbers are low, but that'll be all right. It's a challenge this whole year is going to be able to field the JV team and then keep the varsity team competitive.
River Valley will host Reedsburg for its opener coming up at home on Friday night. Hometown Night League Baseball last night. Jefferson ended the year for Dodgeville in the Night League playoffs with a 5-4 victory. Hometown Night League action continues coming up on Thursday night. And it's down to the final two teams for the 2024 Church League Softball Tournament Championship. Church of the Nazarene, which suffered its only loss of the season in the semifinal round of the tournament last week, 22-21 to the Mission, advanced to the championship game, shutting out St. Mary's by a score of 4-0. So the Church League tournament concludes tonight at 7 o'clock on the East Diamond. It will be a rematch of Church of the Nazarene versus the Mission. Earlier in the season, the Nazarenes beat the Mission 16-2. The Mission got the tournament win last week. If Church of the Nazarene wins the 7 o'clock game, the same two teams will play again at 8:15. League officials have arranged umpires for the game. The championship night will be broadcast live on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. For more info on Church League softball, you can check out rcchurchleague.com. The respected manager was gone and the Cy Young Award winner was traded. The Brewers were finally expected to drop back to the pack after winning the division title 5 times in 6 years. But don't look now. Milwaukee has the biggest division lead in Major League Baseball, 11 games over tonight's opponent, the St. Louis Cardinals. The loss of outfielder Christian Yelich hasn't been good, but the team is 14-9 since he was sidelined. Put it all together, and manager Pat Murphy has a good chance to be named National League Manager of the Year. Tonight, the Brewers, with the 72-52 record, take on the 61-63 Cardinals. First pitch time at 6:45. Frankie Montes will be on the mound for Milwaukee. In other games from last night, it was the Mets over Baltimore 4-3. Cincinnati topped Toronto 6-3. Texas 4-3 over Pittsburgh. San Diego 5, Minnesota 3. San Francisco was a winner over the White Sox 5-3. And the Dodgers 3, Seattle nothing. In the American League, Kansas City 5, the Angels 3. Houston 5-4 over Boston. Oakland 3, Tampa Bay nothing. In the National League, Arizona 9-6 over Miami. Just 2 yards rushing in the first preseason game for A.J. Dillon, and his future is up in the air, but Packer head coach Matt LaFleur answered all of the questions Sunday in Denver. LaFleur held his important players out, among them Dillon. He was one of 31 players who did not take the field in the 27-2 loss. LombardiAvenue.com reports that effectively guaranteeing the power back's place on the roster was made when he did not play in Sunday's action. The Packers are looking to slim their roster to 53 after this Saturday's game. Trying to make the team from Iola, Wisconsin, Christian Welch.
There's only so much you can control, and I've kind of understood that throughout my NFL career. So I just try to take advantage of every opportunity that is presented and just go in and win that play. That's kind of been my mindset, and just take it one play at a time, one day at a time, and to try to do my job.
And backup quarterback Sean Clifford was asked about his performance in Sunday night's preseason loss.
Definitely humbled today. Just did not make the plays when they were there. Just a lot of opportunities just missed today. Just got to be better. You know, I pride myself on making those plays, especially in critical moments, third downs, and just wasn't able to convert. So lots to work on.
Pre-game time, 10 o'clock, coming up on Saturday morning. Packer football, the final preseason game of the year, and the Packers will begin the season in early September officially. Badgers cornerback Ricardo Hallman is listed on the Associated Press preseason All-American second team. Hallman tied for the national lead with 7 interceptions last season and started all 13 games. He made the AP All-American third team following the season. Hallman and safety Hunter Waller are expected to lead a Badgers secondary that will be a strength of the defense. Wisconsin coach Luke Fickell has a track record of developing 2 defensive backs to first-team All-American honors. The Badger volleyball team is expected to be one of the country's best once again. The American Volleyball Coaches Association preseason poll rates Wisconsin 3rd, behind defending national champion Texas and Big Ten Conference favorite Nebraska, last year's NCAA runner-up. Marquette is also in the top 25 after another strong season. The Golden Eagles check in at 24th. Both Wisconsin squads will take on schedules filled with teams listed in the poll. The Badgers and Golden Eagles meet September 17th at the Kohl Center in Madison. That's a look at sports on this Tuesday morning. I am Phil Neese.